I will pour out my complaint before him. Before him I will tell my trouble. Psalms 142:2.
Father, I know that the act of pouring out my complaints and telling you my trouble is more for my benefit, because you already know everything. You are the Almighty God who never changes, and you are the same Father that David cried out to, the same Father that Moses beheld. You're just as much my Father today. Lord, the more I go to self and abstain from doing my own will, the more I will have of your presence. Father, show me how to embrace this truth fully. Amen.
Think of all the complaints you might have had and the troubles you might be going through. What would help you get through these?
Today's action. Write down your complaints for the Lord. Put them in a fireproof bowl or ashtray and burn them. As you do, pray that the Lord will take them. Then look up Revelation 5:8. Today's treasure can be found in the book of Isaiah 58:6-7. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of the wicked and to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor and those who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and you not hide yourself from your own flesh.
So many Christians today look at the Father in heaven as a sugar daddy. I want, I need. How many of you go to him with your deepest heartfelt thoughts? How many go to him with your deepest complaints, with your deepest troubles? Jesus said that, look at the lilies of the valley and the field that are here today and gone tomorrow. Aren't they clothed more beautiful than anything Solomon could have ever worn? And therefore, won't the Father in heaven care for you? I'm sure the Lord has heard a long list of my complaints, my pity parties, my poor pitiful me's, why me, why not? But the one thing I've learned more than anything else is to praise him. And in those troubled times, you can tell him your needs and your troubles. But remember Job's immortal words, "The Lord taketh away, and the Lord giveth, but blessed be the name of the Lord."